crackle, crackle. Pop, pop. Our records never die.
Not this record!
Singles, albums,
LP records,
phonograph.
Go records on the wall.
Keep those records playing.
Yeah, it's the jumping little record I want my jockey to play.
I am a DJ, I am on a play.
Time to play B-sides.
By the record machine.
You got
touch
the levels
in
the microphone.
Here goes the last DJ.
In that dusty old pile of vinyl records I got sitting on my floor.
Today on The Vinyl Experience, remembering Devo guitarist Bob Casale. A forgotten guitar star surfaces in my garage sale find of the week. Tom Jones hip shakes Chuck Berry, James unplugs and gets laid. And to begin, Grace Jones has her way with a Pretender's nugget. I'm Paul Cavalcante, and this is The Vinyl Experience.
I'm
Vinyl Experience with Marvin Gaye forging the Motown sound in 1964. Amadou and Miriam riding the world beat out of Africa in 2010. And now, the twang bar rules as some guitar classics take on a new life. First, Penguin Cafe Orchestra, the eclectic British combo led by classically trained Simon Jeffries, who helped the Sex Pistols conceive their twisted take on My Way, and who dug the Ventures as much as Segovia.
Thank you.
The Vinyl Experience, and a guitarist who just passed away last September and had an amazingly rich life in music for someone who's not a household name. Billy Muir was a session player on huge hits like Paul Anka's Diana, Tony Bennett's Cold Cold Heart, Bobby Darin's Splish Splash, Johnny Mathis' Chances Are. He produced Do You Wanna Dance for Bobby Freeman, Cry for Johnny Ray, even Tell Laura I Love Her for Ray Peterson. On the 1959 album Supersonic Guitars, he rocked Guitars in Space, my garage sale find of the week. Ahead of Billy Muir, it was the Jersey band Real Estate and their instrumental Atlantic City, not to be confused with another Jersey musician's song of the same name. 12-inch remixes generally suck. Here's a notable exception from 1988 that bests the original.
station. Give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find the body who tried to get in touch with me. She could not leave the number, but I know what place to call. So my uncle took the message and wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to get me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee. All right. Well, you better help me, information. Get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who phoned me here from Memphis, Tennessee. My home is on the south side, high up on a ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. Trickle all down her eye. Marie was pulled apart because her mom did not agree. She pulled apart out of her home in Memphis, Tennessee. In Memphis, Tennessee. I gotta get back home to my little Marie.
Dun, 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 Marie. Dun, 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 Marie.
The Mod Who in 1965 with Call Me Lightning, Tom Jones hip-shaking Chuck Berry's Memphis, Tennessee, and the Steve Testifies dub mix of Mr. Winwood's solo smash, Roll With It. Devo blazed a few trails in the late 70s and early 80s, their debut LP produced by Brian Eno. They reformed in recent years only to be sidelined by illness. Death claimed the group's drummer last year, and sadly now another Devo founding brother has fallen. Remembering guitarist Bob Casal with the band's final radio hit from 2010, Fresh.
Yeah. His bed is on fire, passionate love. The neighbors complained about the noises above. But she only comes when she's on time. Therapist said not to see you no more. She said you're like a disease without any cure. She said I'm so obsessed that I'm becoming a bore. I think you're so pretty. Knives and skewers. Dress me up in women's clothes. Mess around with gender roles. Line my eyes and call me pretty. Sleeping next to me, I thought I was alone. You're driving me crazy.
That, a vinyl-only version of James Laid, MGMT's club-friendly electric feel from their 2008 Oracular Spectacular. And that brings us to one more set to bring the vinyl experience home, beginning with a winter-weary song by Ray LaMontagne, a standout from the past year by Phosphorescent, and then a long-lost psychedelic blues band from swinging 60s London.
Bringing you down, or you're drowning in the small talk and the chatter. Or you're gonna step into line like your daddy done, punching the time and climbing life's long ladder. You've been howling at the moon like a slack-jawed fool and breaking every rule they can throw on. Well, one of these days it's gonna be right soon. You'll find your legs and go and stay gone. Young man, full of big plans and thinking about tomorrow. Gonna make a stand, you beg, steal, you borrow. You beg, you steal, you borrow. Well, all the friends that you knew in school, they used to be so cool, now they just bore you. Well, look at them now, already pulling the plow, so quick to take to grain like some old.
big plans and thinking about tomorrow. Young man, gonna make a stand, you beg, steal, you borrow. You beg, you steal, you borrow. You're gonna pack your bags, put the miles away. Oh, just grab your girl and go, where no one knows you, what will all the old folks say? So the hometown's bringing you down, or you're drowning in the small talk and the chatter. Or you're gonna step into line like your daddy done, punching the dime and climbing life's long ladder. Young man, full of big plans and thinking about tomorrow. Young man, gonna make a stand, you beg, steal, you borrow. You beg, you steal, you borrow.
Treetop night, I see the shadows that we cast in the cold, clean light. My feet are gold, and my heart is wide. And we race out on the desert plains all night. See, honey, I am not some broken thing. I do not lay here in the dark. Burning thing, let it make the fire ring. Oh, but I know love as a Cajun thing, just a killer come to call from some awful dream. Oh, and all you folks, you come to see, you just stand there in the glass. I could kill you with my bare hands if I was free.
And that's the Vinyl Experience. Edgar Broughton's psychedelic blues band set up shop in London's Notting Hill a lifetime before The Verve and Oasis set the revival in motion. Signed to EMI's Harvest label, the 1971 single Hotel Room was the closest they ever came to having a hit. The group reformed in recent years, but disbanded in 2010. But Edgar Broughton rocks on. And more Vinyl Experience shows spin at your whim in the archives at prn.fm and on demand at rtds.ca as iTunes downloads. Please like the Vinyl Experience Radio Show Facebook page and follow me on Twitter. I'm Paul Cavalcante.